It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Good morning to Ben from the New Zealand Drug Foundation, Deputy Director of the Drug Foundation.
Yeah, that's me.
Nice one. Now, hey, this morning we are going to be chatting about methamphetamine. A spectre that looms large across New Zealand. I guess it's probably the most, would it be the most stigmatized drug in New Zealand?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, first and foremost, what is methamphetamine?
Yeah, so methamphetamine is a really, really strong stimulant. And what I mean by stimulant, that's a substance that speeds up your body functions. So I guess in some ways, if you picture caffeine, which is a really mild stimulant, and what it feels like if you've had way too much of that, and magnify it by a huge, huge amount. So it can make you feel really hyperactive. It can make you feel really energetic, euphoric. But also, you know, when you have too much of a stimulant, you can feel your heart racing. You can feel a little bit like on edge. That can make you feel paranoid and stuff like that too. So often with stimulants, whether it's methamphetamine, cocaine or something like that, people can be on the brink of confident feeling like they're on top of everything, but also to people around them, they can appear to be slightly detached and a little bit more irritable and aggressive sometimes too.
Very often quite erratic in behaviour.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Now, how does stigma impact methamphetamine users, and what role does public perception play in the drug policy that is happening around methamphetamine and crime and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, great question. Stigma is massive for methamphetamine. So I used to work in a addiction treatment service, and it really stood out, the number of people who came to seek support looking for making changes around their methamphetamine use. And they would come in saying that they were really, really ashamed. They were hiding and stuff like that. And it took quite a bit of work to be able to kind of help them to feel confident to talk about what was going on. And some of the surveys of treatment providers have found that most people who come in to seek support for methamphetamine have been using for 5 to 10 years. So that's like a long amount of time to be able to build up the kind of addictive patterns, get into patterns that are causing difficulties in their life and other people's lives and stuff like that. Whereas if we didn't have that stigma, if people didn't need to feel as ashamed and could open up, talk about things earlier and seek support earlier if they need it, then it's much, much easier for people to make change.
To front up and I guess deal with the addiction side of things, because methamphetamine is very addictive.
Yeah, it is really addictive. It's I know that methamphetamine has that kind of stigma attached to it of one hit and you're addicted to forever, which for some people it can be very, very, very addictive and they can feel that pull right from the start. But we know from our stats here in New Zealand and also in Australia that actually most of the people who use methamphetamine use it less than monthly. And in fact, some of the data from New Zealand shows that it was around kind of 3/4 of people who had used methamphetamine in the past year had used it less than monthly. Mm-hmm. So this is that kind of, we need to make sure that we're getting good information to them too, even if they're using a couple of times.
Yes.
And not going, oh, I'm immune to all of the effects of methamphetamine. I'm never going to get addicted because I've used it this couple of times and feel nothing.
Hmm. Now, what are some harm reduction strategies that the Drug Foundation would suggest for something like methamphetamine?
Yeah, I think so in the moment, because I think there's a couple of things here with methamphetamine. One is like the longer term patterns, and we can get into that in a little bit. But in the kind of immediate thing for each time that somebody would take it, there's considering the way that they use it. So smoking, injecting, and or swallowing all have different risks attached to it. They have different doses and different effects slightly. The thing with some of them, for example, like injecting, you can't uninject it once you have put it in. Mm. So if it does contain something else, or you've had too much in there, or your supply has changed, for example, and what you were used to had a filler in it, and now you've got something that has no filler in it, then you could be taking more than you were expecting. Mm-hmm. So that can be some of the risks with injecting, as well as damage to veins and stuff like that. So some people will do things like smoking a little bit first before they inject, because if it's not what they think it is and they feel that effect straight away from the smoking it, then they will know not to inject it. Knowing how much to take, that kind of standard harm reduction stuff, what to expect for, and I think for methamphetamine, expecting that the effects are going to last for 4 to 12 hours. So that is a long time, and not just kind of planning for when they're using, but afterwards. And I'm remembering some of the whānau that I've spoken to who have family members who are using methamphetamine, saying like they would rather that there was a safe place for them to go to after they had been using something rather than coming home sometimes. Like they're worried for their safety, so they don't want them on the streets.
Are there spaces like that in Tamaki Makaurau? Does anything like that exist?
We haven't, unfortunately.
Because I know that in Scandinavian countries they quite often have these sorts of places, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Like lots of places overseas will have things like supervised consumption spaces. So that's like where somebody could use a substance, and if they end up overdosing, there's a medical staff there who can help them and make sure that they don't die.
Yes.
And also spaces there where people who have recently used can recover. That's a good chance to also offer some like kind of health support, some check-ins, have some peers around there as well. And I think that would be something that would be fantastic for Aotearoa.
Is it something that the Drug Foundation is campaigning on or advocating for at this time? Sort of thing?
Yeah, we were working with some of the key organisations in Auckland CBD a few years ago, for example, who were looking at what it would take to be able to have a overdose prevention centre based within the CBD. There's information about what we found around that on the website, but there was a lot of support for that as well, because you go into the CBD, you see drug use around you, and there are better ways that we can be able to support people.
Yes. Now, what's next? What else is, you know, something that is, happening around methamphetamine? What else do we need to know?
I guess one of the things that we have found, and wastewater and also some of the surveys have found similar things, is that over the past few months, we have had an increase in the amount of methamphetamine that people use in New Zealand. From what it looks like, and it's always kind of take this with a grain of salt, because it's because of the stigma, it's hard to get really accurate representative data. But what it's looking like is this is people who use methamphetamine using more. So that comes with additional risks in terms of the impact that will have on them and the risk of overdose. So the things to look out for, if you know somebody who is using methamphetamine and could be using more of it at the moment, the signs of a overdose where you'd need to get medical attention for somebody are things like if they have a really high temperature, if they've got difficulty breathing, if they're very extremely agitated, chest pains, which is some of that kind of strain on the cardiovascular system or the circulatory blood system, that if they're having seizures, convulsions or tremors, or if they're losing consciousness, make sure that you get medical help for them at that point.
What would you say are some of the wider social and economic impacts of methamphetamine use on, I guess, people's families and workplaces and communities?
Yeah, I think so this is one of those things where if we consider like the bulk of people start off using maybe a couple of times a year, stuff like that, and can feel like they're completely on top of things. From what I've seen supporting people, that kind of progression for some who do go to develop an addiction from it will have like a period of time where they're feeling like they're completely on top of everything, like they've got it all together. And that's also part of that kind of confident building stimulant effect of the methamphetamine as well. It kind of tricks you into feeling like you've got everything. You're completely on top of that. But during that period, there's all the kind of like manicness around it, the erratic behavior and stuff that can start to impact on relationships, on jobs and stuff like that. And that can introduce a lot of strain. And that takes time sometimes to be able to develop. What we can see as well, like for some people who already have, for example, a lot of money and a lot of resources and don't necessarily have to work to be able to survive, they've got a lot more buffer there before it impacts on stuff. Whereas if we look potentially for some of the areas outside of our main centres where there are less jobs, where that gets harder there, and we can see in some small communities where methamphetamine has been targeted to them to be able to yeah, get more sales and stuff like that, mm-hmm. that there is quite a big chunk of some of those communities who are relying on the sale of methamphetamine to be able to survive, and that then becomes so hard for that community
wow.
to be able to make change.
Mm. Now, obviously, the Drug Foundation offers a drug testing service, so if we're taking a first step towards harm reduction, people can come to the Drug Foundation. Any of your testing, you do testing yeah. out of your office just on Dominion Road.
Yeah, absolutely. And lots of people come in to bring methamphetamine for testing. That's a really good thing, because one of the common fillers that we see in that is something called isopropyl benzylamine, which can cause headaches, body aches, and stuff like that. And it's quite uncomfortable. So we'll be able to detect if there's something like that as an adulterant or a filler in the supply.
Okay. And if people need help with their methamphetamine use, is there another point of reference that you would suggest? Is it the level?
Yeah. I'd say jump onto thelevel.org.nz. That's a great place. There's lots of harm reduction information there. There's information about doses. There's information about signs to look out for and what to do if somebody is having a really unpleasant come down. What I'd also suggest for methamphetamine as well is there are some workbooks there. So there's a reflection workbook that you can order to work through if you want to reflect on patterns. There's also two withdrawal books, and one is specifically for methamphetamine called PDOF, because while some people will benefit from getting going into a residential detox center or something like that, many people can withdraw from methamphetamine at home mm-hmm. and if they've got a supportive environment around them. And that workbook helps people to reflect on if their environment is okay for them to take a break from. And also calling places like 0800 Meth Help to talk through with somebody. They can also step you through like a change plan or a withdrawal plan as well. And the Alcohol Drug Helpline is another place to contact it too.
Excellent. Hey, Ben from the New Zealand Drug Foundation, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Everyone out there, check out Drug Foundation online or thelevel.org.nz.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.